And welcome back to This Week in Weed. I'm Larry Perel. The pandemic has changed the cannabis consumer experience. While California smokers may have been able to walk into a dispensary and smell the flowers, so to say, or just feel how heavy that bag of edible gummies is before COVID, well, that's changed. With more people turning to delivery or curbside services, buying weed can feel a little like a guessing game. Well, here with some insight is David Downs, senior editor at Leafly.com. He's got some intel on the market and perhaps some rave reviews from California's biggest legal marijuana contest. Hey, David.
Hey, Larry. How's it going?
It's going great, thanks. So award season is nearly over. All we have to wait for is the Cannes Film Festival, but the so-called Oscars of California cannabis have just picked their winners. Is that right?
That's correct. The Emerald Cup here in California just selected its winners, and I think that award show probably did better than the Oscars this year.
You're probably right on that one. So who won this time around? Were there any surprises?
So the Emerald Cup 2021 really encapsulates the best of California cannabis these days. The strains that won are the ones that you want to look for on the shelves. So I'm thinking of ones like Ice Cream Cake, which is this cross of wedding cake and gelato, or Gelinade, which is a mix of lemon tree and gelato, or even the Pink Boost Goddess, which was the outdoor winner from Emerald Spirit Botanicals. These aren't just tiny little farms with a tiny little supply of cannabis that won an award. These are commercial endeavors where they're making hundreds of pounds of this stuff, and it's being distributed statewide.
What about edibles and other products?
Yeah. Beyond the flowers, which are 50% of the marketplace, the other 50% are extracts and edibles, and the future is really bright for them as well. In the edibles space, a infused sriracha won for first place for savory edibles by this company called Potley, and I don't think many people have thought of like a hot sauce that's flavored with cannabis or that is infused with cannabis. And then in the drink space, this Lagunitas collaboration called Hi-Fi Hops won for their Unplugged, which is almost totally cannabidiol CBD with no euphoric effect. It's 18 to 1 CBD to THC. Emerald Cup 2021 shows an industry that is maturing into its commercial and regulated space and providing those experiences to consumers easier than ever before.
All right. Like many other industries, celebrities are really dipping their toes into the weed market. Last time we spoke, comedian Seth Rogen introduced his own product called Houseplant, but it wasn't that accessible. What's it looking like now?
Now, Houseplant from Seth Rogen is, he really has the goods, and it's in 17 really high-quality licensed stores across California. I think celebrity weed in the past got a bad rap because oftentimes you could be a celebrity. You can slap your name on some quote-unquote white-labeled cannabis of high quality, and boom, you're sort of on the shelves. But that lacked scale, and it lacked consistency. Seth Rogen, made his name in stoner movies, and he smokes a lot of cannabis, and he's put his name and his brand behind this, and the result is something that's really high quality, but that they're growing a lot of, and that they intend to continue to infuse into the market.
So what do you think? I mean, Jaleel White, who played Steve Urkel, I know that's a sort of a popular brand as well, but there are other celebrities, too, that have jumped into this scene. Does it mean that we should trust the quality of what they're putting out just because of who they are?
Not at all. Celebrity cannabis generally has a stigma in the market. People assume it's lower quality for too much cost. But we're in the second and third generation of celebrity strains now. Jay-Z has a really popular imprint called Monogram that is releasing really high-quality flower grown by Caliva. I think of someone like Exhibit, which is on his second brand in the marketplace. It really depends on the brand and the ethos behind them. You really got to try the product to see. But now more than ever, brands know or celebrities know that the critics are going to be ready for them when they drop a cannabis brand. And they're rethinking about that and coming to market with stronger and stronger products. Houseplant has three strains, Pancake Ice, Diablo Wind, and Pink Moon, that are all contemporary crosses that are really in demand. The only problem there is that it's $60 an eighth, and we live in a time of income inequality and people really sensitive to price, especially around cannabis. So for people who are a little salty about not being able to experience a brand like Houseplant, there's plenty of other brands in California that offer great value.
So I guess the proof is in the pudding or in the puff, as you might say. David Downs is a senior editor at Leafly.com. David, thanks again for coming on. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Larry.